All right, this will be a DPA Sheps test. On channel one, track one, will be the DPA. On track two, will be the Sheps.
All right, you think you got the levels okay? All right. All right, good. So we will, so we'll start a test here. We're going to do a comparison test of the DPA 4098 BM, I believe it is, with the Sheps microphone. That's this Sheps hypercardioid in the visor area of a Volkswagen Passat. So we'll just start out. I'll be sitting here talking as if I were driving, looking forward. So I'm pretty much on the mics right now. If I'm looking at the mirror, I'm actually looking and talking right into the microphones. But now what I'm going to do is I'll start to turn my head so that I'm talking to the passenger. Now this would be talking directly across the microphones to the passenger. And then I'll talk as I go across and go back towards the window on my side. And so now I'm talking across to the window on my side, away from the passenger and also away from the microphones. And as I turn my head going back towards the road, I would be talking into the microphones again. So now I'll look down as if I were talking, reading a map or something. We're testing the DPA microphone, 4098 BM. This is a little microphone that, interestingly enough, as I looked at it, it looks like it's no more than the lavalier microphone with an interference tube. So, all right, so, and I think I'd be talking about the same level as someone if they were having a conversation in a car. Not too loud, but certainly not too low. And one thing in this test, obviously, we will be missing is the insert card noise and all the rattles and clinks and everything that you you have when you're doing that. So it's probably about as good as it would get inside a car right now. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to turn the car on. I'm going to put the ignition on, and I'm going to listen to the engine noise. And then I'm going to open the windows also just to see what effect that might have on both the microphones. All right, so we'll crank up the car. So now the car is actually running as I'm talking. And I'll just rev the engine a little bit like this to see what that might do. And then I'm going to open the windows and we'll see what that how that affects everything. So now as I'm talking with totally open windows, so the acoustics in here obviously changed. I'm now talking again over to the passenger, and I'm talking back straight out to the front of the car, and I'm talking back to the left now. I'm talking outside my window, talking towards the outside of my window. So you won't be hearing the reflection off the window. So this truly is talking 90 degrees away from the microphone. So now as I turn my head towards the microphones again, I'm talking straight. And I'm going to turn back and talk to the kids in the back. All right, kids, don't make me have to stop this car. All right? Okay. So, all right, so now I'll just turn the engine off. So the engine is now off. We hear a little car traffic over here to the left. And a few creaks and stuff of the wood. Yeah, so we'll turn this on. We'll put a little music on. See how they handle music. I'm going to go ahead and roll the windows up as we do this. So we'll roll the windows up. Let's see if I can find something.
Around the corner at Albertsons.
Will I be saved by the grace of Southern Shore? I got a mouth like a sailor and yours is more like a hallmark card. And if you want to make a fight, well, I'm going to have to say goodnight.
All right, that was with a little bit of music. So I guess that's about all we can test here. I think what I will do, I'll probably yell a little here just to see how they handle that. What in the hell's going on here? Come on, stop that. Come on, kids, stop that. All right. Well, we'll see how that was. All right. Good enough.